Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Try out this physics problem with a baseball and a neighbor by Rhett Allain. The best questions are always the ones that don't have a single clear answer. In my physics classes, I like to present students with problems that can promote a lively discussion. And to do that, they have to have multiple answers that could possibly make sense. And they shouldn't involve lots of math, otherwise my students will just get hung up on the calculations. Here is a version of one of these great questions. It's truly a classic. A human, A, has two baseballs. The human tosses the two balls at the same time to two different people. People B and C. The trajectories of each ball is different. One is a higher arc, and the other is lower. Which ball arrives at the person first? Defend your answer. Just to be clear, there is no air resistance on these balls, just the gravitational force acting on them after they are tossed. Okay, now you need to think about your answer. Pick the best possible answer and share with your neighbors. Yes, actually, get out of the house and go to your neighbor's house and see what they think about this question. It's going to be the beginning of a great conversation. Trust me. Since I really want you to pick an answer, I'm going to delay going over this problem. Instead, let me point out why this is such a great question for an introductory physics class. Fact, it's a simple question to understand. You can present this situation to someone and they understand what's going on. It's not some super complicated thing. Really, you could just show the picture and then say, which one gets there first? Fact, everyone probably has an answer. Students might not be too certain of their answer, but they won't just say, I don't have a clue. They will all at least have a clue. Even better, the students will be able to give some justification for their answer. This means that they are going to be ready to discuss with other students. Hint, getting them to discuss with each other is half the battle. Fact, there are some aspects that students want to know. They are going to say, well, which one had a greater launch speed? When they ask something like this, I just say, who knows? Like I said, it's a great question. Now, because I am weak, I will go over the solution. The physics. Let me start with a demonstration you can do yourself. Here is what you do. You take two coins, place one on the very edge of a flat table so that it is just about to fall off. Now take the second coin and slide it shuffleboard style so it hits the coin balancing on the edge. The horizontal sliding coin should fly off the table and hit the ground while the edge coin just falls and hits the ground. But here's the cool part. They both hit the ground at the same time. Also, there is a numerical calculation of the same thing, and you can find the code on trinket.io. And if you want to play with it, try changing the starting velocity if you want to see what happens. What exactly should you see? You should see that the two coins hit the ground at the same time. Why? Because both coins have the same starting vertical position and the same starting vertical velocity. In the vertical sense, the two motions are identical. And this is the key to projectile motion. An object moving under the influence of the gravitational force can be broken into two separate one-dimensional problems in which the only thing in common is time. In the horizontal direction, it's a coin moving at a constant velocity. In the vertical direction, it's a ball that starts off from rest and accelerates. But what does this have to do with the two baseball problems? To explain, we can look at another example. Two balls that are tossed straight up, just in one dimension. What does this show? This shows that the ball that goes higher stays in the air for longer. Boom! That's your answer. It doesn't matter what the balls are doing horizontally. It only matters what they do in the vertical direction. The ball that goes higher, even when also traveling horizontally, stays in the air for longer. In the question, person C gets the ball first. Maybe you don't believe me. Maybe you think it depends on the throwing speed. It doesn't. There is a numerical equation to show how this also works. The ball that goes lower gets to the person the fastest. Go ahead and change the starting speed and see what happens. I made the people move so that they will be in the right position to catch the ball. You can change the launch angle, too. Go ahead, have some fun with this.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.